Welcome, you found it, the Halloween Haunt. Here you'll find the ghastly traditions, history, eerie poems, and more. And now, may I present the one, the only, the Halloween Haunter.
By far, the most listened to episode of the Halloween Haunt is the story about the Ouija board. If you haven't listened to it yet, I suggest you do. It's very disturbing. But do you know the real history of the Ouija board? You're about to find out. Seances have been around for centuries. It's only natural that as technology progressed, more technological ways of reaching the beyond would be developed too. The thing is, that wasn't actually the idea. Not really. There are disputed accounts that there were devices used to show spirits' intentions dating as far back as Pythagoras, of the famous theorem, about 2,500 years ago. But the Ouija board was really born during the spiritualist craze of the 19th century. Seances and talking to the dead was really the hep, wow thing to do. Of course, a smart spiritual seller would jazz things up, like putting letters around a plate and having a pendulum swing around telling messages, or a small wooden tablet sitting on casters with a pencil attached that would write out messages. These tablets, known as planchettes, became very popular and were sold by a number of companies in the late 1800s. A couple of businessmen, Elijah Bond and Charles Kennard, got a patent in 1891 for a planchette with a board containing the alphabet. This sold like gangbusters, which must have sold very well at one time. An employee, William Fold, took over production of the boards at some point. He may have named them Ouija, although even that evokes disagreement from historians. Most folks think the name comes from the word yes in French and German. Oui, ja. It was so popular that there were many copycat boards for years and years. The most popular years for these boards, known generically as talking boards, was the 1920s through the 1960s. Parker Brothers bought the business, including the patents, in 1966. And they still make the boards. They seem to be afraid to market them, though. So do Ouija boards work? Or are they just the subconscious of the players using them? Many spiritualists actually believe the board has no real power. It takes a qualified medium to utilize it as a tool. Others, like the letter D from a previous episode, and myself, actually, aren't so sure. Of course, there are people who warn that mean demons pretending to be nice ghosts could take over unsuspecting participants. Supposed psychic Edgar Casey called them dangerous. Others feel it just unbalances people's brains. The most famous illusionist ever, Harry Houdini, wrote that 5 people were driven insane by the board. But seriously, can these things, which were designed to really be playthings, really connect us to the underworld? Well, you can't prove a negative. You could only prove it does. I would hope it's never proven if I were you. I would love to hear your story of the Ouija board. Please let me know at halloweenhaunt.wordpress.com. where you can also find more information on the Ouija board.